Yo, what's good? Check it out. This your boy, Elder Sensei, one half of the Legendary Artifacts. You are right now in tune to my man, Tim Einenkel, at the library on rapstation.com. Let's get it popping, y'all. Artifacts. Peace, Elder Sensei. I'm out.
Talk about the inner that be sending dirty looks, but smile in your face, and they be quick to judge. But that ain't even the case, and I ain't talking about race. The king of first place is that shake your head, break your neck.
New York MC King Myers has just released his debut album, Kingology, through his own record label, Urge Music, which features artists such as Dave East, Rakim, Freddie Fox, Fred the Godson, and more. King Myers, welcome to the library with Tim Einenkel on rapstation.com.
Yo, man. It's good. Like I said, man, I appreciate you guys reaching out. It's definitely a pleasure to be a part of everything you guys are doing, man. Especially since it's for the culture, it's definitely an honor for me to be a part of it, you know?
And thank you so much for being here. So, you know, first of all, congrats on the debut album. That's dope. That's real tight. For you, what purpose did this album serve in terms of introducing yourself to the hip-hop game and also hip-hop culture?
This album right here is like basically like a starter, you know? It's like a real kickstart for me. I look at it like that, you know, especially being that I was able to work with the artists that I worked with on the album. But it's definitely like a, like you said, the introduction, you know, of who I am. And that's why I named it Kingology, because, you know, when you hear ology, you hear, what do you think of? It's something you're going to be learning. So
right.
You got King, you got ology, you're learning about me. And I kid you not, every song on this album is like, it's life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely true stories and definitely from the heart, things I go through, things I've seen like around my neighborhood, and everything is just factual, you know what I'm saying? So I try to let the people know and get a real insight of how things are going on with me and how things came about through the music, you know?
Mm. I want to get into some of those tracks in a few, but I'm just curious, why, just first off, kind of, and I probably know the answer to this, but why release this via your own label, go the independent route versus trying to release it via a major label?
Well, the reason I even, you know, first of all, I start out independent, you know what I'm saying? I can't, some people start out on the major route, but as far as me starting out on the indie route, it's basically me showing myself, you know, what kind of, what I can do for myself. You know what I'm saying? And not even just what I could do for myself, but what can happen when you work for yourself and when you work, you know, basically by yourself. It's, you know, you reap more. When you sow more by yourself, you reap more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it was just something that I really, you know, thought I would want to try. And especially being that I've seen a lot of bad situations with people signing with labels and going to labels. And it's basically like me giving my stuff away, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's for business purposes and me and whatever party would benefit from it, it's always better to try to keep as much money in the circle as possible, you know what I'm saying?
Right, definitely. You talked about how you mentioned all the artists that you were able to feature on this album. When Freddie Fox, a.k.a. Bumpy Knuckles, when he spit the line, quote, "I certify King Myers, it's really his time," on the record, Relax. When you first heard that, what was your reaction to it? And then also, how did this amazing collaboration happen?
Oh, man. Like, that whole collaboration, is the way that happened, I actually first met Bump and Wine Dance. I had a little performance with Sadat X, and it was a few other people who came out and performed as well, but it was right in my neighborhood, Wine Dance. It was like a little festival thing. It set the stage up on North 19th Street out here. And after I performed, I met up with Bumpy Knuckles. He was out there watching the show. He didn't perform, but he was just watching everything. And I was introduced to him by my father. And, you know, we chopped it up right there. And right then and there, I established him as Unc. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically like an uncle, like somebody to look up to, somebody I could, you know, talk to, and basically like a mentor, you know? And after that, we kind of set it up. I ended up going to his studio, and we recorded a couple of joints, man, you know? But Relax was just that one joint that really stood out. It had that real boom back flavor to it. And then, you know, with me hearing what he said in the verse, that was just like an awesome feeling, man, especially for it to be somebody who's already established in the industry and already been there, done that, you know, what I'm trying to do, for him to tell me that it's my time and you know, not even just me, everybody else, let everybody else know that I'm able, you know, I got what it takes to do what I'm doing right now. That's a great feeling, man. You know, and that's something that anybody would be happy about, especially coming from somebody who's, you know, heavily, who's really like a big influence on everybody else.
I'm on an OG and I ain't slipping. Clowns that can get a front row seat to see the master. Schoolies to end at the mic ripping. Not too many rhymes fit sicker than mine. And I know more to end, so you easy to find. A certified King Myers, yeah, it's really his time. Wow. Let me breathe right here. Come on.
Tell him relax. Yeah. Ha, ha. I came to bring a meeting at the end of the day and nothing pulling me back.
Do you see yourself doing? I mean, I think what's nice about what you're doing is that you're a new school guy, right? But you're already incorporating the quote unquote old school generation or the true school, right? Do you see yourself doing that more? And also, was that a conscious decision for you to kind of not just get younger guys to do collabs with, try to get the older guys in?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of the way it happened, man. Like, it wasn't even something, it wasn't even necessarily me trying to go this route. It's just the way it just happened like this, man. And I'm looking at it like, shoot, if it's happening this way, then, you know, I ain't going to change it up. You know, if it's something ain't broke, can't fix it. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, especially, and it was just, it's just even better being that it did happen this way, because these are the people that, you want to, you know, in the end, you want to have the respect from these people and you want to, you know, make these people proud, the people who, you know, basically paved the way for people like me today. But most definitely want to get to grab the youth, you know, as much as possible. But I think, like, with the music that I make, I would want the youth to be more hip to the music, the kind of music I make nowadays. And that's why I did the song called Change, too, you know, just to show everybody that you don't have to make everybody don't have to make the same kind of music as everybody. So ain't nothing new under the sun, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of, like, the music that's going on right now, it just needs to change, man.
Right.
You know, especially with New York rap anyway. A lot of New York artists don't make New York music. You know, it's just, I don't know.
That's
but
true.
Definitely, man, I think that the youth, to get the youth more in tune with the sound that I got now would be a great thing.
I ain't got a front for it. Then talking about the heart of a lion, got the heart of a winner. Not a killer, but I kill you if what you got is my dinner. Cake, so called real, but deep down they fake. When I'm down, they not around. And when I'm up, they hate.
You talk about money in your album, and there's obviously no shame in that. Because as you say on your track Stress, you got responsibilities, you know, your daughter, your daddy duties. And critics will hear this and say, you know, pretty much, critics that don't talk to you or just hear the album, I guess, superficially, would say, dude just doesn't really care about the culture. He's all about making money. What would your response be to that?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, is I feel like, shoot, if this is something that you can make money off of, then why not make money? But this is something that I love to do. You know, like, it's like I'm a little bit different from all of the other artists or upcoming artists. You know, some artists just get started just to make the money. I got started because this was something that I loved doing.
Mm.
You know, like, I started out writing poetry. When I was writing poetry, I wasn't expecting to make any money, you know, anything like that. It was just something that I loved doing. It gave me a great feeling to, like, be able to write and play with words, and then me realize the potential that I had with doing it. Like, it just made me feel good. Something like, if I stress out or something like that, or got something heavy on my mind, I'll write about it and be creative with it. It was just a way for me to, you know, kind of zone out and be to myself, and, you know?
Right.
Just do something different rather than, like, playing on a game or being on a computer, like, you know, it was just something like a different outlet for me to you know, have fun, I guess. And then of course you can make money off of it, so why not?
Right. Is writing, I'm just curious, is writing poetry and writing rhymes different, or is there a lot of similarities between them in terms of how you approach the process?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's really different, but, you know, poetry doesn't have to rhyme. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that poetry is basically incorporated in writing rhymes or writing music. You know, the poetry is like the base of, like, when I write my verses, I basically write poems. You know, I write stories, poems or stories, you know what I'm saying, that have meanings to them. So that's the kind of music that I make. I make music that have a meaning to it. If my music didn't have a meaning to it, it wouldn't be poetry. You know what I'm saying? So that's like the foundation of a song, a poem.
I really like the track "Crooks in the Castle" because you address your critics and your obstacles that try to get in the way of your success. How do you not let these critics or obstacles get in your way?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to not let them get in your way because there's always going to be stuff in your way. It's just really all about how you avoid the things that get in your and you know that get in your way, or how you're able to overcome those obstacles. Me, I just. If something gets in my way, then all I could really do is just work, you know, as hard as I can to get around it and not let it affect me in a negative way. You know what I'm saying? Because right. At the end of the day, anything can happen, but all I could do is really just work. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about working. And there's always, like I said, it's always going to be something or somebody to try to be in the way of what you're doing or try to speak negative on what you're doing. But at the same token, I always think about all of the positives. You know, for every negative, there's a positive.
And I imagine you could take these critiques and these obstacles and kind of spit them out through your lyrics, right?
Well, yeah, actually, the negativity and, like, the bad critics, it actually, like, it fuels my fire. You know, it makes me go even harder, even though I won't take something that somebody said negative about me and feel that kind of way about myself. You know, it'll just make me go harder. Like, okay, if that's one person that doesn't like the music, maybe I should make it a little bit better so that there's another couple of people who just like that one person, then it'll change the outcome on how they're thinking of my music. You know what I'm saying?
Right, definitely.
So it's basically like motivation.
True. Of course, I wouldn't. I would fail at this interview if I, of course, did not ask you about one of the last tracks, This Thing Called Life, featuring Rakim. First off, how did this collaboration process happen? And then when you're when you're collaborating with someone like Rakim, how do you prepare lyrically for a track like that?
Well, that song came together with my father. Like, my father was, you know, he's real good friends with Rakim. So that's how even like the relationship with me and Rakim even came about, because my father was real connected with the music industry. So awesome. I was fortunate enough to be able to have that around me. And Rakim seen me grow from the time that I started doing it to now. So it's kind of like, it's like another confirmation that I'm doing something right for me to even be able to do a song with him. But the way I actually went to his house and recorded the song, he has a studio in his house.
Oh, wow. And, nice.
Yeah, I went to his house. I actually recorded a couple of joints there, but as for me and Rakim, we only have one complete joint. You know, we have a few unfinished joints, but that one joint that actually got finished and that was actually ready to go was This Thing Called Life. And with that track, I definitely wanted it to be something that was for the masses, you know, something that could be worldwide, something that everybody could feel and definitely relate to, you know what I'm saying?
Game, but I'm winning, knowing my opponent is deaf, loving every minute till not a moment is left, like I ain't got a moment to rest before they bury me. The goal's to be known as the best and hope the legacy is what immortal is. Performances stun them, the enormous lift, street corners get from them, and all the chicks love them. The author enforcing this, E moralist, E pluribus unum.
I also noticed on this track you don't curse. Was this planned because you were doing a, you know, you doing a track with Rakim who may have cursed only 3 times in his career?
Well, actually, that's funny because I didn't even plan it that way. It's just that's just how I wrote the song, man. It's really just how I wrote the song. And shoot, I'm kind of proud of myself that I didn't do that, because that actually shows that I'm able to broaden, you know, my writing and my vocabulary, you know, and for me to be able to substitute those vulgar words with all the other words that I use in that song. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Especially being that it's something for everybody to be able to relate to, I'm glad I didn't even curse in that song. But it just happened like that. That's another one of the things that just happened.
We're speaking with King Myers' new album, Kingology. King Myers, which track do you think kind of right now best defines your overall goal with your album? And then also, which best defines you right now in the beginning stages of your career?
Okay, the track that I would say best represents me off of the album would be, I would say, Stressed. Because that's like a real life, like that's like the most personal song on the album right there, you know. And like I said, that's like real life situations, man. And that's one of the songs that I really went more into detail and more in depth about my life. You know what I'm saying? Talking about my daughter and like everything that I talked about in that song was true, man. You know, like people go through things in life. You know, I'm not rich yet. You know, I'm still beginning. You know, I'm still living a regular life, just basically doing this music, and things are starting to look good for me. But at the same time, I stress out. I stress out still every day about stuff because I always think about the next move. You know what I'm saying? And I have a daughter. I got a family to feed. So at times I stress out and think about stuff that I need to do or something that I may not be able to do. But this music motivates me, keep me going.
What's next for you? I mean, what happens? The album's out. Do you have a tour planned? And then what happens after the tour? Or
most definitely putting together a tour right now, as we speak. I'm putting together a tour, definitely for the album. Been doing music videos for. I almost have a music video for every song on the album right now. Mm. You know, but that's the plan. That's the goal too. I want to do a video for every song on the album. And by the time I'm done, it'll basically be like a visual album. You know, you'll be able to see the whole album rather than just hearing the whole album, you know? But my most recent video that I've done is actually Make a Flip. That's the video. That's going to be my next video that I release, and it's going to be out next month. But I shot that video down south. I went to, I was actually on a tour, and I stopped in North Carolina for a show at the Carolina Theater in Durham, North Carolina. And that was a great show, actually. It was sold out. It was 1,500 people. Nice. It was a nice show for me. You know, it was a nice look. And while I was down there, I shot the video for that, you know, because that's another part of my roots. Like, I used to live down there. So I figured, well, all right, why not, since I'm out here, shoot this video out here, show love to where I was at, and, you know, do it that way. Just kind of be, you know, keep it 100.
Nice. And, of course, how do listeners follow you and then also, of course, cop the album?
Everybody, everywhere you can follow me on Twitter, Real King Myers, Instagram, Real King Myers. My Facebook page is actually a verified Facebook page. That's Real King Myers. The album is on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Tidal, any online outlet where you're able to purchase music. You can go on SoundCloud and get a couple of my songs for free. I'm on AudioMac. Just Google, basically. If you Google, type in King Myers, anything that I have that's available for the public is going to be right there.
Nice. It's King Myers' new album, debut album, Kingology, features artists such as Dave East, Rakim, Freddie Fox, Fred the Godson, and more. King Myers, thank you so much for joining me in the library with Tim Einenkel on rapstation.com.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you, bro, and shout you out, man. Shout out to Chuck D. Shout out to you. Shout out to Rap Station. Shout out to everybody supporting Kingology out right now.
Yeah. They don't even know what happened. All they know is I'm rapping. They don't even know the hat. They don't even know the math. They don't even ask. They make asses out of themselves. Assuming everything is all well. Assuming everything is okay. I'ma play 50 while I drink rosé. Or I might drink Ciroc to feel like Diddy. Some motivation. Some hoes is waiting. Some hoes is patient. Some hoes is fat. Them hoes is flagrant. I'm a young man, but at times I wonder where my young age went. So stressed out that I'm aging. Quick, fast like Caucasians. I'm at a point in my life where I no longer see the people that were right there. Right by my side when I was right there. I thought 2013 was the right year. Still a star cause I was born in light years. Feeling like my time only come every now and then. You can count me in. Long as getting money involved, my nigga, don't doubt me then. I got a daughter that need to be fed. I got a way that need to be led. Got points that need to be proven. Got lights that seem to be red. But I'm still gon' go, still gon' flow. Always thinking about what's next. If you thinking about me, then you thinking about the stress. It's the stress. Every day I'm stressed. Wake up and I'm stressed. 8 o'clock, I'm stressed. I've been trying to get this money. Living life in debt. Think about my daughter. She gon' need the best. I said every day I'm stressed. Wake up and I'm stressed. 8 o'clock, I'm stressed. Thinking about what's next. I've been trying to get this money. I've been living life in debt. I've been thinking about my daughter. She gon' need the best. I said every day I'm stressed. Running through my head. Bet that. Still trying to
trap. When you start that, shouldn't be where you left at. Weak points gotta be where you the best at. Last quarter bought a quarter pack, I made a quarterback. And I was supposed to have more than that. Just got my head spinning like laundromats. Talking money, I laundered that. Take a risk for a mil, I done spent mad time trying to get a deal. The process long when this shit is real. Getting overlooked, all the whack against overbooked. All the blacks being shown as crooks, they go to look. Young king holding the rook, step out, got the murderer shook. 5 points is the minimum blaze. Oh, looking to make a minimum wage. Oh, shit, stacking in the minimum wage. Oh, scrapping it, this don't pay. I be whack if I ain't getting no hate. Get some fast, I don't get no break. But everything on my mind at one time, it's kinda hard. I can't lie, I'm anti, I can't die. Long live the king, and catch me in your dreams. Against me and my team, and nigga, it's over now, it's going down. Telling y'all I ain't slowing down. There's plenty hoes to go around. For all of us, it's more of us. If I'ma travel the world, I'ma travel on that tour bus. Stress, every day I'm stressed. Wake up and I'm stressed. 8 o'clock, I'm stressed. I've been trying to get this money. Living life and death. Think about my daughter. She gon' need the best.